Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new study released yesterday shows that Minnesota, governed by progressives, has done much better economically than Wisconsin, governed by conservatives, over the past 7 years. The study found that, quote, on a multitude of key measures, Minnesota's economic performance over the past 7 years has been markedly better than that of its neighbor to the east, end quote. The study cites Wisconsin's slower growth in wages, jobs, income, and population since the two states started heading in opposite directions at the beginning of 2011. The study was released by the Economic Policy Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based organization. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. According to a new report, State Senator Lena Taylor bullied her staff and retaliated against one employee for using family and medical leave. In a statement, the senator called the worker a, quote, disgruntled employee who was both unable and in some instances unwilling to meet the requirements, end quote, of the job. The senator has now been removed from her position on the Joint Finance Committee, also known as the Budget Committee. Taylor was ordered to attend anti-bullying and interpersonal communication training sessions. And the Brewers beat the Indians last night 3-2. The second game of that two-game interleague series is today at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The author of a book about Milwaukee's eviction crisis says not much has changed since his book brought attention to the city's housing problems. Matthew Desmond, a professor at Princeton University, earned a Pulitzer Prize last year for his book Evicted. Desmond is returning to Milwaukee next week for a lecture. Evicted was published in 2016, and research for the book showed that more than 1 in 8 renters in Milwaukee were evicted between 2009 and 2011, either because they fell behind in their rent or because the building was condemned or lost to foreclosure. Okay, here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. One of the most popular art pieces ever produced is coming to Milwaukee for the summer. Robert Indiana's Love sculpture will be installed in front of the Northwestern Mutual Tower on Friday as part of this year's Sculpture Milwaukee Outdoor Art Exhibit. The image of the sculpture with its L and tilted O on top of a V and E has been used on postage stamps, book covers, album covers, greeting cards, coffee mugs, and more over the past 50 years. The temporary outdoor installation of 21 sculptures will be on display from June until October on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. All right, here's the forecast. Ready? Go. And the forecast for southeastern Wisconsin, cloudy this afternoon, and then rain likely this evening. Cloudy skies overnight, lows tonight in the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the low 60s in Milwaukee, upper 60s in Madison. And for Friday, a 60% chance of rain in the afternoon, cool with highs only in the low 40s in Milwaukee, upper 40s in Madison. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.